everybody. I am Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 245. E.T. Eddie Torres, the extra testicle.
Oh, wait, we watched two different movies.
Oh, we weren't doing Half Baked or what the fuck was that? Up in Smoke. Yeah. E.T. the Extraterrestrial, directed by Steven Spielberg, written by Melissa Matheson, and produced by Spielberg and Kathleen Kennedy. Kathleen's Kennedy's first production producer credit. That's pretty cool.
Not too shabby, yeah.
And no one heard about Kathleen Kennedy, or really I didn't, until like the new Star Wars movies started coming out and everyone hated her.
Yeah.
But looking back and watching old movies, this chick was on everything, dude.
Oh yeah. That's why I always shake my head
in everything.
That's why I always shake my head when these kind of grifter guys are like, she's the worst. I'm like, dude, you go look at her IMDb. She has produced some of the best movies of all time. You may not like what she's doing with like modern Star Wars, but to say that she doesn't know how to produce something, that's wild.
Yeah. So what we got? June 11th, 1982. Budget of $10.5 million, box office of $797.3 million. I guess it's just a matter of becoming the biggest movie of all time, isn't it?
Man, what a juggernaut, man. Holy shit.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Yeah, it surpassed Star Wars at the time to become number one. And then it kept that crown until Spielberg's own Jurassic Park took over that crown. I don't know who the fuck's number one today. Isn't it an Avatar movie or something? I don't know.
If you don't count inflation, I think it's Endgame, and Force Awakens is 2, if I'm not mistaken. And then Avatar, the first Avatar is number 3. But if you count inflation, which I personally do because it makes sense that way, I think like it's all like older, like Gone with the Wind, Star Wars, Jaws, Titanic. I think the closest movie in our age that is, if you count for inflation, I think is The Force Awakens at like number 12 or some shit.
Interesting. Yeah, so E.T., man. We got Spielberg had done a few movies, right? He did Close Encounters. He did Raiders at this point. He had done Jaws already. I think that's about it. Maybe one other one.
Yeah, I think
I'm
that's
forgetting.
About it. Yeah. In terms of like his big, obviously he did like a couple movies before Jaws, but the important ones, yeah, it was I think Jaws, Raiders, and Close Encounters.
Yeah, this has got a lot of Star Wars in it. He's always fucking putting fucking George Lucas's shit in his movies. TIE fighters everywhere, Wookiees, look at Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're buddies. I think wasn't there Star Wars? I mean, I know it's still Spielberg didn't direct Poltergeist, but I remember there being a shit ton of Star Wars and
yeah,
Poltergeist too.
There's some references in there. Yeah, so I guess this came from Spielberg wanted to do a follow-up to like Close Encounters, but a more dark one. So he's doing as Night Skies. It was going to be a fucking alien torments a family type of thing. Kind of like, what was that movie? Falling Skies? Something like that.
I don't remember.
Well, they fuck with the guy's eyeballs.
Oh,
Burning
yeah.
Skies?
Fire in the Sky. Yeah, you got it.
Fire in the Sky, yeah. So I guess similar to that, but probably not as crazy because couldn't see Spielberg doing that, but and that kind of fell through, and he kind of morphed it into what this is, mixing it, I guess, with the idea he had an imaginary friend when he was a kid because his parents divorced or something, and so the E.T. is kind of based on that. And this is what we got. Bunch of children. You know, Spielberg loves to direct children. I don't know. It's always a main character as a child or something. He's got adult films, but he does it a lot. And it usually works out. So we start with a big egg ship and a bunch of shadowed aliens that we don't get to see yet. Just get to see outlines and weird shit. And I don't even know what they're doing. They're like checking out plants.
Yeah, I
They're
think
kind
they're
of
looks like
touching
they're just
plants and
looking
grabbing
around.
plants. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Like not doing much. And then well, E.T. gets further off because he goes and looks at the lights of the city, I think. And then all of a sudden some trucks pull up and you think they're just random people, but as the movie progresses, I'm like, well, were these people part of the government? Were they looking for this ship? Or what was going on? And they get out and they got their flashlights and shit. And anyways, the alien ship has to take off and there's one on the like ramp waiting for E.T. and they have some weird telepathy communication thing where their chests light up and E.T.'s lighting up and we get the monkey shot, quintessential VR monkey shot. All low in the brush. I don't remember him squealing so much, but he squealed a
He
lot,
squeals
like
a lot, yeah.
ooh.
Ooh,
Yeah, and he what do you do? He yeah, tries to get away. They have to bring the ramp up and shit. It's like it's kind of weird. The ship, you know, you're doing an alien ship and you're doing aliens, and then it's got this very Earth-like ramp. This is like this metal grate ramp. Like, come on, get in. It's like an old fucking pickup truck or something. Like, you couldn't come up with something cooler, a way to get him in the ship? Nah, it's a fucking corrugated ramp made of stainless steel.
Everyone needs ramps.
Look, they're not above ramps. A ramp is the pinnacle of, technology. It's stairs and then ramps.
It's an engineering staple. Come on.
You need them. So yeah, it takes off without him. And yeah, I think he gets away from the people and what does he do? He hides in the shed of Elliot's family. Yeah, and I don't remember oh yeah, they're like playing D&D and what do you have to do? Go get a
Yeah,
pizza.
go wait for the
They
pizza
ordered a
guy if you
pizza.
want to
Yeah.
play.
Yeah, that was annoying. This is when it started. I'm like, oh man, I don't remember this kid being that annoying. And then, Michael. I
I
was like,
want
oh no.
to
This is gonna be like this the whole movie. I don't remember this.
play.
It didn't bother me as a child, but now it does. And yeah, he goes outside to get the pizza. I like how it's like everything is so weird. You pay for the pizza, the guy didn't even exit the car. He just leaned right in the passenger side, make the transaction. Guy doesn't leave the vehicle. Boom.
Good man.
Just takes off. Yeah, he goes to the. Why the fuck is he in the backyard then with the pizza? He heard something, probably.
I think he just went that way to go because I think they have like a sliding glass door. I think he just went to the back or on his way to the back.
Yeah, he heard something, throws a baseball in there. Baseball gets kind of rolled out back to him. Freaks him out and he fucking drops the pizza dummy. Then what else do we got? He goes inside. Oh yeah, immediately tells everybody there's something out there. Doesn't even keep it to himself. They go out there, they think it's a coyote again, and they find the weird footprints. It's like a weird fucking Howard the Duck footprint.
And I love that too when he tells them, he's like, don't go out there. And then there's like a moment of silence. And then all the kids jump up and start grabbing
Come
fucking knives and
on, knives. Yeah,
shit.
like put those knives back. Those are my good knives.
So
That's
good.
part of a set. Yeah, and when does he first really get a CET? It doesn't happen this night, I don't think. No. No.
I don't think so. I don't think so, no. I think it's a different night. I think it's like the night after
Well.
or something. It was like after they have, remember that dinner they have, where they talk about
Yeah,
the
we has
dad
to
and all that
mention
shit.
Dad leaving.
I think it's that
We
night.
gotta have some fucking up for mom. Damn it, Elliot. Yeah, their dad is like gone in Mexico with a woman, and that's all we really know. It's not much talked about it, and I think I remember Drew Barrymore's character. I don't remember her name in the movie, calling the mom by her name. And I thought that was strange. I was like, isn't that her mom? What's going on with this family? I don't get it.
Yeah, Michael, the older brother, I remember specifically him calling her by her first name. It's towards the end, but
Yeah, so does
yeah,
Drew.
it's kind of weird.
It's like, what the fuck? Are they not her kids? I don't get it. She just got stuck with all the stepkids too. That's rough, dude. So, I don't know. And he finally. Oh, yeah, he goes out and tries to lure it with Reese's Pieces or some shit, right?
Oh, that's what he does the next. I was trying to think what he does the next day. That's what he goes off, yeah, and starts laying Reese's pieces around.
Starts laying down Reese's. And then he stops and sees that guy looking around, which I thought was kind of strange. He's like, oh no, a person. Oh no. He starts riding off quickly and throwing Reese's. At first, I thought they were Cheetos, but it's a Reese's. But Reese's back then were fatties, dude. They're like peanut M&Ms. Now
Oh
they're like
yeah.
a tiny little thing.
Yeah, what I love about that guy too is that you never see his face till like the last 30 minutes of the movie, and all you see is keys. It's fucking great.
Yeah. That's the guy from the side of the table. I was talking to him.
That's him.
Yeah. Nobody knows what the fuck he does or what these people do. It's like, who knows?
Yeah.
Why was he there? He didn't help anything. He just stood like he's just a guy hanging out with these guys. Hey, can I talk to you, kid? I have no purpose in this tent. I don't have a task to do. I'll talk to
That was so
you.
weird
He's
too,
just
because it's like by not showing his face and like the way the music comes in, it almost treats him like a villain, and then you finally meet him. And he's like the nicest, chillest dude, but you don't know
Yeah.
why he was looking for ET. He doesn't know. We don't know why he even knew they were there in the first place. Not, I mean, not that I remember. So it's just kind of like, I don't even know how this all happened.
Yeah. Seems like he knows very little and he's the guy sitting there like, was there a ship or something? What do you mean? Was there a sh you don't know? What are you doing here? Yeah, then he fucking lures him into, I don't remember where to, but lures him in. And then we get the big reveal, right? And they're both yelling, and that costume is really cool, the animatronic one. And then they have the shittier one where it's just a person in it, and the head doesn't really do anything, and the neck is really low because it's not extended like the mechanical one. And then that one just kind of flops around. That one's pretty funny. It's funny to see the transition. It'll go from that shitty one, and then the super animated, fucking sweaty looking one. It's all cool.
So
Yeah,
good. Like, yeah,
not cool enough.
the moment the little sister and meets or sees ET and they scream at each other and his head jolts up. It's so
Yeah.
good. And they're screaming at each other. Ah!
Yeah, there's a lot of annoying screams and cries. Yeah, the older brother Michael, and then the younger sister, I don't remember her freaking character's name, but he shows them and they're freaked out. Cool with it, don't worry, it's fine. And I think he fakes being sick one of the times to stay home the first day with ET. Classic 80s stay home sick, put the thermometer on the fucking light bulb. I hope it doesn't shatter the mercury in your fucking eyes. Yeah. I thought about that. I was like, ooh, that'd be bad.
Oh, shit.
Just glass and mercury.
Turns into a whole different movie there.
Yeah. And then yeah, so he stays home, hangs out with ET. I don't know. He's I remember I think a funny part was like, what are you hungry? Why do you keep yeah, no shit, dude. Fucking starving, bro. And why are you feeding him this shit? And they're like, here, have some Cheetos and Reese's. You'll be fine. Have this watermelon rind. We weren't gonna eat it. He's just munching on the shit. It's pretty good. You got some weird foods here on Earth.
Just plates of just nonsense.
Yeah. pancakes and watermelon. Like the most ridiculous shit. Like gave him like a fucking I don't know, fucking there was a lot of vegetables and fruits. Like if this like you can't have any meat, give a
Yeah.
chicken bone, man. Come on.
It does make for a good gag though, because when the brother comes home from football practice, he opens it up and he's like, "What is all this healthy shit?" He's like digging through it because Elliot took all the, the snacks and shit. This is fucking health bullshit.
Yeah, and then moving on, we get a little bit of a hint that some people are looking for him. They're the show's, like you said, the key people,
Yeah.
legs searching, and they're listening in on the houses of the block. I don't know how the fuck they would know like he's specifically in this block, but it's a whole city to check.
Yeah, they have a scene where I think it's when E.T. they're trying to figure out where he's from, and he like levitates. I don't know, was it some like fruit or some ball? I don't know what the fuck it was. But that gets interrupted because Elliot's like he feels something, and Michael's like, "What is it?" And he's like, "Oh, something's off." And he like runs off to the backyard because there's like all the field, and you can hear
Yeah.
just like audio of the government people being like with some sort of device. They're like, "Oh, he's over here," and he beep 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 beep, so they know he's
Yeah.
like in the area more or less. But
Yeah, and I forgot, but there's this weird subplot going on where they're connected. I didn't
yeah.
remember this stuff. They're connected somehow or some way where he can feel what happens to ET, and ET can feel presumptively what happens to him. And he goes to school, and ET's home alone. I think he's home alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just watching TV, snacking, fucking crack open a couple cold ones, dude. And
Yeah.
then he just goes to school, and he's like sitting doing a during a lecture in his class, and he's drawing ET and whatnot. And I think he has a crush on this girl next to him, keeps looking at her. And ET's chugging these beers, and then he kind of zoom in on Elliot's face, and he just starts getting weird and smiling. And then he looks all drunkenly to the girl, and she's like, "What?"
What the
Yeah,
fuck?
I thought it was really weird. Like, why? How? Okay. What happens? Oh yeah, they're dissecting frogs. This is another thing I thought was fucking. It's like, oh man, they're dissecting live frogs. That's fucked up. And then they're like, yeah, put your chloroform in there, and
Yeah.
that'll put them out. I'm like, Jesus, chloroform around
What
children, and we're
the
killing frogs.
fuck? Yeah.
I never, I dissected things, but it always came dead.
Yeah, it always came dead, yeah.
We didn't have to kill it in the class. And he's
Oh,
like, if you don't want to do this part, you don't have to watch, but you have
so
to do it. And it's like
wild.
chloroform. Didn't that just pass you out? They won't feel anything. How are we going to kill them? We just going to start dissecting them. They'll die eventually.
It's fucking
Yeah, that's
wild,
fucked up.
man.
Yeah, then I don't know. Elliot gets a. I don't know if it's the alien connection that makes him want to do this, or the fact that he feels drunk, but he wants to save the frogs all of a sudden. And no, we got to save them. I don't know if it was something like. I almost felt like it was ET wanting to do it because he felt the connection, like that's what they were going to do to him, experiment on him, and I don't know. Some reason he starts undoing everybody's jars, and the people are like, "Yeah, save the frogs, dude!" They start undoing their job. Fuck you, Miss Matherson. We're not killing these fucking frogs.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, then a fucking a riotous frenzy
Yeah.
happens at the school, and it's not just this; it's like the whole school is dissecting frogs. Right that second. It's not one class because you go out in the hallway and then all the kids, fuck this. They all got frogs and shit. They got that little girl on the chair. Yeah, two frogs in her fucking hands.
Oh, yeah, the little girl just standing
And
there in shock.
there's just frogs all over the fucking ground. And the teachers, I can, don't worry, I can help this. I can do this. Yeah, then like ET's watching some black and white movie where the guy grabs the girl and swings her and kisses her, and then Elliot starts doing it with that girl, and he's really short, and he like steps on somebody
Oh,
and
yeah,
kisses
pushes that
her.
kid down so good,
Yeah.
yeah.
And then gets pulled away for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, I guess he did kind of cause the riot, but you could have you waited till the kiss to do anything up to him. And then nothing really comes of that kiss or that girl. I thought that would have been a cool little thing to go into. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe he's popular at school now or something. They don't really go into it at all. It's
That's the
kind
last time we ever see the school.
of, yeah. I think he was expelled. It must have been. Yeah, then he tells him about his home, and they find out E.T. can like heal because he cuts his finger on a saw blade. That's pretty cool. Ouch. Holy shit, he healed me. That's pretty cool. Wish you could bring Dad back. Anyway,
If only you could bring Dad
if
back.
only you could heal a broken heart.
So good.
Oh no. Oh, hey, I love the Halloween costumes too. When he's like, ouch, he tries to help his older brother. It's fake. It's a fake fucking knife, dude. Knock it off. Quit it, you little creep. Ouch.
Oh,
He
God.
got stabbed in the
So
head. That
good.
was funny. It's fake, dude. Chill. Yeah. And then, so I don't know, he starts making a device out of a speaking spell. Home, home, home. becomes like Stephen Hawking on the speaker. I need to go home. Design device. Phone. 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 Phone home. He doesn't even know what a phone does, but he's like, that's a phone. Yeah, he'll get that. We're fucking. Anyways. He designs this device out of a speaking spell. And what, it's got like a record player. It's got some nails. Like, it's not much to it. A tinfoil umbrella or some shit.
Oh
And they
yeah,
gotta
the
go set it.
umbrella.
They gotta go set it up outside, and I don't know, at the top of the hill. Like, does it fucking matter, dude, where it's set up? I feel like it's not the best thing in the world. It's gonna work or it's not gonna work. Doesn't matter if you put it on the highest mountain. You know, it's either it does or it doesn't. I'm gonna boost your signal. Yeah, then that gets going, and evidently the aliens heard him. And then, what do they finally? Or no, he gets separated right from him when they go up to do the device, because that's on Halloween.
That's when we learned that he can fly with that cool
Yeah.
shot going across the moon. And then what happens? Do they pass out? I don't remember how they get separated.
Yeah, he's missing. And I don't remember how or why, but because there's a cop at their house, and then all of a sudden he's just like, hey, don't scare me like that, you son of a bitch. And I think she slaps him or some shit, right? Or grabs his face
remember.
really hard. Because she's like, I'm sorry I hit you. I was so scared. His son's missing. He comes home.
Oh
Yeah, but where have you been?
my
Get your ass
God.
over here. Yeah. And yeah, then Michael's like, where's E.T.? He's like, you gotta go find him. Go, Michael, the top of the hill. And he takes the bike, goes searching for him. He's really not there. And then when he finds him by the side of a creek, like a fucking uncooked, uncured sausage link. Like, that's what the coloring looked like. He's
He's like gray now.
Well, that was before he turned gray. He was like a gross pink when he's in the water. And I was like, what the fuck happened to him? It's like,
Just passed out by the fucking
like
water.
a dead body floating in the river. Yeah. And he goes down there, and I think he hears a helicopter, and he looks up. He's like, oh no. He tries to cover him with the sheet from the ghost costume. And then, what do we got?
I think that's
Yeah,
where they show the
brings.
mom, at this point in the
Yeah, they bring
closet.
him back and they show mom. Remember the goblin mom? We gotta shut up about that goblin. Look, it's real. And then it's just both of them really gray. Now it's gray for some reason. It just looks like really ashy or something, like dried out. And then go, I think we're dying, mom. It's like, oh shit,
Like, what the fuck?
that sounds serious.
Jesus
Why?
Christ.
Yeah, you've been fucking messing with a fucking alien and playing with it and shit. It's probably got all sorts of alien diseases. And yeah, she makes him, she grabs all the kids. No, I can't leave him alone. And obviously, does she call somebody? Oh no, the house starts getting invaded
They show up at the house.
by fucking people in fucking space suits. They're like, NASA. We're NASA. We don't need a warrant. We're NASA. They just come through the windows, the doors, wearing full fucking space shuttle fucking spacewalk suits for no fucking reason. I mean, it's not a hazmat suit, it's a fucking space suit.
Yeah, it's weird. I was like, do they not, can Spielberg not get hazmat suits? And then like a scene later, there's just everyone's in hazmat suits. I'm like, okay, I don't know the purpose of
And then
that
there's like the ast these are these astronauts just coming in the home? They don't know anything about raiding a home. It's like lifting up the window. She's coming through the window. This is my home. Damn it, you astronauts. Classic astronauts breaking into your home. Fuckers. Yeah, then they set up some ragtag, Reynolds Wrap science lab that's so safe now. And they're helping Elliot and they are establishing the connection between the two. Oh, their brain waves are matching. And yeah, and that guy's talking to him. How are you, son? That nice villain guy, like, so how'd you meet this feller? Anyways, are you guys friends?
I'm so glad he met you before he met me or some weird. I'm like, damn,
Yeah.
you're the nicest man.
I've
What
wished for
happened?
this when I was 10. You don't think that's a coincidence? You think your wish came true, dude? Calm down. It's a coincidence.
I thought this guy was gonna start fucking throwing around his badge and start being an asshole, but no, he was just a nice man.
Yeah, then the scene where they're we'll get to that. I think he E.T. dies for some fucking reason. I don't even like why. He just dies. He just dies. Yeah, and they're gonna put him on ice and shit. And then the nice guy's, hey, do you want to talk to him one last time, son?
Say goodbye.
You want to say goodbye to the alien body? Come on over here. We'll give you some alone time. Just everyone exit the room, please. Who the fuck are you, man? Who are you? He doesn't have a job. He's just
We
like the
don't see him talk
therapist.
to anybody else but Elliot.
No.
There's no exposition whatsoever.
And he goes over and talks to ET in this fucking fridge thing. It's got a window on it. Why is it gonna need a window? I want to keep an eye on this goddamn dead thing. Yeah, but I think he's saying goodbye or something. He goes to walk away, and then he sees the dead plant come to life. Which I don't know why these plants keep dying and living around him. You connect to every living thing around you, or what? But the plant comes to life, so he looks again, and E.T.'s fine. Elliot, I'm fine. Home. They got the call. And his chest is glowing. I don't know if like them saying they're coming back, I don't know, connected to his heart and healed him? That makes no sense. But now he's not dead at all. It's the opposite of dead. He's ex
Very much
he's
alive.
ex he's very excited. He's living his best life. He's screaming in the bag. Yeah. He's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Stop.
Even zips him up as he's talking. It's so
Yeah,
good.
is he gonna suffocate and die again? I thought you said he was alive. He was when I zipped him up. Oh man, fuck, my bad. I was glad to know these were airtight sealed bags. Please, how? Yeah, so they like steal a fucking car and take him. And the government officials are chasing after him and shit. And I thought I remembered when they're chasing him. I remember the mom's like, no, no guns. They're just children. And they all have their little snub-nosed guns. I thought I remembered they changed that to walkie-talkies digitally some years later. But I saw guns in their hands.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know what happened with that. If that's some special edition somewhere, but that's not the one I rented on where'd I rent it? Amazon. It had guns. Yeah, and the chasing him turns into a bike chase. I like the Michael's like, get the boys, get your bikes, meet me at the playground. And the boys are like fucking
Oh, yeah, they
suiting
get
up,
ready.
their hats, ski
Yeah.
masks.
Put on the
I've been waiting my
headphones.
whole fucking life for this. Yeah. And then yeah, I don't remember what happens with the car.
Oh, they dump it at like a preschool and then they get out and then
Yeah, they're like driving through the fucking playground.
the friend. Yeah, and the friends are there waiting for him with their bikes, which I don't remember him giving that direction. I remember him saying, meet me at the top of the mountain. I don't remember him saying, get the bikes, but surprisingly, they have the bikes for Elliot and Michael. And then the Excitebike fucking chase
Yeah,
happens.
with the very much adults in the children's
So
clothing.
good.
It's, oh man, it's like, and they're not that, they're just little bike jumps. And it's like,
Yeah.
it's nothing crazy, but it's still ridiculous. Yeah. Hit the whoops, they won't know what to do. Stupid coppers. Yeah, and then I don't know, they finally, and then they end up having to fly again to beat the roadblock. And yeah, they go to the top of the hill, right? And then the ship comes down and that's that.
That's that. They all say goodbye,
And
and
then
that's
I
it.
think, yeah, I think ET tries to take him with him. Come with me. He's like, I'm staying. This was fun, but I got a feeling I'm gonna have a lot less fun on your planet. These fucking weirdos. Well, fucking weird.
You
Yeah.
got a ramp? I ain't coming in a ramp.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, is that ramp human grade or is that a alien ramp? You gotta answer the truth, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll feel if you're
Yeah,
lying.
yeah. Is this a wheelchair ramp or just a feet ramp? Someone on there disabled to see one of the aliens come down?
Oh,
You
shit.
had to get this installed for Jeff, who couldn't have the steps no more. Yeah, so
God.
that's ET. Classic, I guess. It's pretty good. I don't know how this became the number one film of all time at the time. Like, really, over Star Wars? You guys were clamoring over this? Yeah, I just don't see that, but man, it hit a nerve with people.
Yeah,
People
it's good. It's enjoyable, but I would say if you were to take, I don't know if you agree with this, but if you were to take like Spielberg's seven or eight most beloved movies, I think E.T. is probably the my least favorite. Not that I don't like this movie, I like this movie, but when you compare it to like Jurassic Park and Jaws and Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's
Yeah.
List, and the list goes on, I think E.T. is probably the lower end of that. I think all those other movies have they I don't know, they interest me more. This one's just a
Yeah.
fun movie about a kid who finds an alien and shenanigans happen. So yeah, I enjoy it, but yeah, it's probably my least favorite of Spielberg's in terms of his big
Yeah.
juggernaut ones.
And it's pretty it's pretty contained. It's just really the three kids and an alien is
Yeah.
really what the movie is about or cares to spend any time on. It's just those four characters. So I wish it would expand a little bit during it and give us more. But it really is just a family adventure movie. That's it. It's a little long. I was like, man, they could have done this in a shorter time. But near the end, I was like, man, I feel like we're wrapping it up, but we keep going.
Yeah.
For what it is, I mean, it's just to find the alien, meet the alien, put the alien back where he came from. Structure. So
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why it took so long. I can understand if we're trying to give more information about these government agents or something, or where the alien's from, or what they're doing. But no, we didn't really get that. That would have been cool. Yeah, looks great. I mean, looks like an 80s Spielberg movie, just has a certain gloss and grit to it.
Yeah.
It's got a look, it's got a lot of lens flares, of course, and lighting things.
Yeah, the lighting in this is amazing.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, my only gripes are just I don't think it's that fun and runs a little long and there's just not much to it. Yeah, like it's probably I'd almost rather watch any other Spielberg movie almost than this. I can't think of one that I wouldn't want to watch over this. Give me Jaws, give me Jurassic Park, give me I don't know, man. But not mean it bad, it's just he makes good movies. So I don't know, for this one to be for me, it's like a 8.
Okay. Yeah, we're
It's
pretty
pretty
close.
good.
Yeah. I was coming in with a 7.5. Yeah. It's enjoyable. Like I said, I think I agree there's not too much to it and it does feel like it drags on. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I feel like I don't know if it's true, it's just what I feel, but I feel like there's been a lot of movies like this since this movie came out. Where, How to Train Your Dragon, Lilo and Stitch. There's been a lot of movies where like someone finds a different character and try to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
So when you don't, so when that's all your plot, and we've seen many movies like this, it doesn't really do too much to set itself apart. Even though if it was the first, or I don't even know what the first, there's probably some fucking black and white movie we're not thinking about that did it, but let's just say Spielberg did this, plot first. Even if it is the first, even going back, it kind of feels a little familiar. But it's a warm-hearted, fun little family romp. Good moments of comedy. There's a moment where after the E.T.'s home by himself drinking beer, or whatever, the mom comes home with all these groceries and the little sister's talking about, oh, come meet the Moon Man. And she's not. She's completely the mom's completely oblivious. She like opens the fridge door and knocks him on his ass. Like, there's a lot of like subtle comedy moments in the movie that I appreciated. But yeah, 7.5 for me. Not my favorite Spielberg, but an enjoyable one nonetheless.
Yeah, 7.5 and an 8.0. Go see what the hype was about or go revisit it again. E.T., man. Pretty good. Dethroned Star Wars in 1982, highest grossing film of all time, and lost its crown in what, 1993? Jurassic Park came out?
Yeah,
Yeah.
93.
All
Yeah,
right.
I saw Jurassic Park on your list, and I'm eyeing it. I think it'd be nice to watch that one this summer. I think Jurassic Park's like the perfect summer movie to sit down and watch. So I wouldn't
Yeah.
mind getting to that. And I was looking at his IMDb. There's actually a lot of Spielberg movies I haven't even seen. Like a lot of his like war stuff. Like I've never seen War Horse. I've never seen Bridge of Spies. BFG. There's like a handful of Spielberg movies I've never even fucking
Yeah.
seen. West Side Story. I'm like, I haven't seen The Fablemans, which was his last movie. So I don't know. I feel like I kind of fell off of the Spielberg train.
Oh, wasn't that like loosely based on his life or something? That's
Yeah,
probably,
yeah. It's like kind of like a
yeah.
biography movie.
Let's do Jurassic Park 3. Alan.
Yeah.
Alan.
God damn
Yes, the talking raptor exists. What
it.
the fuck is this movie doing?
All
Yeah, go watch the honest trailer for Jurassic Park 3. It's great.
right, I'll check it out.
It's great. Yeah, 7.5 and an 8. Thanks for joining us. As always, here on YouTube, come check us out, like and subscribe, or Spotify and Apple Music if you do it that way. We don't care how you do it. Just come do it with us. All right. Appreciate you. Couldn't do without you. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.